Blackstone Audio Incorporated presents Lucrezia Borgia, Life, Love, and Death in Renaissance Italy, by Sarah Bradford. Read by Lorna Raver. Foreword. Lucrezia Borgia's name has been a byword for evil for 500 years, her life distorted by generations of historians and seen through the prism of the crimes of her family, themselves magnified by hostile chroniclers of the time. Lucrezia herself has been charged with murder by poisoning and incest with her father, Pope Alexander VI, and her brother, Cesare Borgia. As an archetypal villainess, she has featured in works by Victor Hugo and Alexandre Dumas, an opera by Donizetti, and a film by Abel Gance, to name but a few. Byron was so fascinated by her reputation that after viewing her love letters in Milan, he stole a strand from the lock of her blonde hair which accompanied them. A cautious rehabilitation of her reputation began in the 19th century, but the general conclusion was that if she were not a murderer and a whore, she was no more than an empty-headed blonde, helpless victim of the males in her family. The truth is that in a world where the dice were heavily loaded in favor of men, Lucrezia operated within the circumstances of her time to forge her own destiny. Born the illegitimate daughter of one of the most notorious of Renaissance popes, Alexander VI, she was married at the age of 13 to a man she had never met, then divorced from him at the behest of her father and brother, and remarried to a second husband who was murdered on the orders of her brother when she was just 20. It was then that she took her fate into her own hands and was actively involved.